Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Good morning, He Said, Ella Dijo listeners.
Good morning.
I noticed your fabulous print on those pants. Oh, is that a pants suit?
No, it's a pants suit.
Wow, is that Ross?
For Ross.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very cute. Actually, I'll take pictures later, but I can't post anything because it's not out on the stores. I just get the samples before people get to
rocking
see
and rolling.
This looks pretty.
It looks great. It looks like it actually should have a little Palm Republic with it, with all those palm fronds.
You're absolutely right.
Palm Republic, everybody. I know you guys have been asking me about this. We're coming soon. We're gearing up for the launch. It's looking closer. You know, launches are never perfectly on time, but it's looking closer to like end of May. So stay tuned. We'll keep you posted on that. We'll give updates on our socials at Palm Republic Rum. You'll see that. But thank you for all the support with that. And on another note, you know, Roz, I'm really... disappointed because our producers just talked about the some moon water she drank because last night you needed to leave water out, and I guess her producer put herbs in the water and
that's
left
amazing
it out in the full moon and then drank it and feels revitalized, like ready to rock today.
I didn't
how
do
you
it
slipping?
I didn't do it. I don't know how I missed that, but I didn't do it. But I did get up this morning, and the first thing I did was go out. I had a little bit of warm water, and I sat outside with the sun. And I did my breathing for 30 breaths, and I did had a lot of manifestations and a lot of thank you, and I'm grateful for this and this and that, and it felt really good. I just need to do some earthing, some grounding. So we need to get a house that we don't have fake turf. Like, I don't want fake grass. I need real grass so I can actually go to
the
grass or
the
sand or dirt. And
park.
I can do that. It was funny, guys, because we were at a tennis tournament, and Sebi had a break in between matches, and we found this park to have grab something to eat, and they had the most incredible field of just gorgeous, healthy grass that it was like the possibilities were endless.
Oh,
and we're telling Isabella, Take off your shoes, please, and just walk around.
Well, she's like, look at mom. And you're like in this open field by yourself, barefoot.
It was
doing these
stunning,
crazy stretches in the middle of the park. And
no,
she's
I was grounding. I was barefoot, making sure.
Over in a weird
direction. Because my lower back was kicking. So I was like, I'm grounding while I'm stretching. What a beautiful thing.
I'm not opposed to this grounding thing, but okay. Can we also talk about how you've been living your life absorbed with this Mercury in retrograde craziness? Like you think everything that's happening is because of that?
Not everything. I'm just very mindful.
You're mindful of what? You're
of La Luna.
You didn't drink La Luna's water.
I forgot.
You left that out.
Yeah, I did.
You can't do one and not the other.
You know why I left it out? Because I was too concerned with La Casa de los Famosos.
Oh my God.
It's a show on Telemundo. And that show has two Puerto Ricans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, two of them.
That's weird.
I didn't know that. It's like it's a soap opera, and I wanted to see what was the big hype about La Casa.
Is this the first time you've tuned in?
No, no, it's the first time because Paul Anthony, my makeup and hair guy, is obsessed. So I get updates. But I said I'm going to check it out, right? So I did it, and that's why I forgot about the moon.
Okay.
And you know what, Boricua, Maripili, Patricia, although everybody really wants Maripili.
As you're forgetting about the moon water. You need to stop living in this retrograde because there's no way that Mercury is influencing your lower back and Mercury is influencing mood swings.
No, my lower back could be arthritis.
Which has nothing to do with Mercury.
According to the chiropractor.
This girl,
or according to the gynecologist, is my endo coming back.
Roz is like, oh, my finger feels so weird. It feels so weird. So the next night I see her and she's like this, like with like four splints stuck to each finger. And she's in bed like, Edward Scissorhands. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, well, I Google online. I have arthritis. This cast is going to help. I'm like, I'm not going to do shit. I'm not going to do anything. It's just, you have these freaking random things stuck to your fingers.
Whatever.
You got to go to the doctor. There's like medication for that. No,
I want to take any medication.
Research.
Yeah.
So you're walking around like this, like your Edward Scissorhands in the house?
No, it's just little pinky. I want to make sure that it behaves on me. So if you put a little thing to keep it straight, it will stay straight. I don't even know what I have.
Thank you, Mercury.
Anyway, so let's try. I know you're trying to avoid the topic.
What
you're like
topic?
Dodging the
what
bullet.
Topic? What am I trying to
so
avoid?
So how do you feel about all the comments? Thank
about
you.
What?
He said, ella dijo mi comunidad, mi gente, mi patria.
As we've
discussed. That they're like, you know what? We are with Ross.
As we discuss, I don't dive into comments too often, but did they side with you?
99.99999.
No.
Yes, they did.
All thought EA Winter was a problem?
Well, think about it.
Think about it.
So is that even a question?
Here's the good news. I'm a man of my word. And post-interview, I said I would get into it. So I did. I'm into it. I'm already filing the paperwork, doing the e-minutes changeover, whatever it is.
It only took him 19 years. But it's okay.
Because messy. But
whatever. You know what's messy? What you did was messy.
I'm doing
anyways.
Whatever it takes to make mi esposa... what is the word I'm looking for?
Español. What?
Muy cariñoso. Is that correct?
No. What are you trying to say? Cariñoso is like loving.
Yeah, it's like me.
Cariñosa, because I'm
cariñosa.
A female. Yeah.
And so
you're going to change it so I become like a sweetheart?
Yeah, I did it all for you.
I don't know if that's going to work, guys.
Okay. Well, there went that.
Anyways.
Yeah, maybe I should
keep
it.
Oye, a lot of people, a lot of women took a little bit of offense because they didn't, I know I said that I changed, that I just added winter to my name for my license and some accounts. And they're saying, in Puerto Rico, we don't do that. It's like, you keep your last name. Why are you changing your name? It's like, that's a very...
Your mom is Olga Rodriguez Sanchez.
No, Olga Rodriguez... Olga Rodriguez de Sanchez, meaning...
Yeah, you're Rosalind Sanchez de Winter.
Correct.
So
but I maybe they took it as I just went Rosalind Winter. And guys...
No, you're not.
For me, I'm Rosalind Sanchez. Artistically, like, people know me as Rosalind Sanchez. For my license and a bank account... I added Rosalind Sanchez Winter, so everybody was upset that
why are they upset? That's what your parents in Puerto Rico are, or your mom is like
No,
that.
But it's different. It's
why
different.
Why is it different?
Because in Puerto Rico, it's like Olga Rodriguez de Sanchez. It's not Olga Sanchez.
You're not Olga. You're not Rosalind Winter. You are Rosalind Sanchez Winter.
Yeah, it's okay. I don't have a problem with it.
Listen, people. Settle down. She could be a Rosalind Winter. Oh my gosh.
No, Rosalind Winter.
Rosalind Sanchez. You're totally a Rosalind Winter. Have you seen you with that palm frond? Oh, you're Rosalind Winter.
No, Rosalind Sanchez.
Rosalind Winter.
Rosalind Sanchez Rodriguez Rivera
so
Cordero.
I'm changing the name. It will no longer be that name. I'm doing it. I'm in the process. I've owned up to my mistakes for mi esposa.
La cariñosa. Mi esposa, la cariñosa. Okay, we have some questions from you guys. Let's have some fun. Number one.
Go for it.
Oh.
At Bo Schmitz wants to know, what is Eric's favorite pair of Jordans?
Oh my goodness.
That's a tough one. I love Jordan 1s. That's probably my go-to always. I have some 4s. I have so many different Jordans. I have
the new ones. They know the custom. I have Jordan 3. Ones.
I like my custom ones because I got those handmade and they had a special fabric put on there and leather and all that. But I love
Jordan 1s. Anybody ever commented on the shoes?
Some people do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I love Jordan. Anyway, that would be my type. But I love shoes.
Daniel Atkinson, do you worry about the Daniel Atkinson.
Yeah.
Do you worry about the kids hearing things about you that are not true? And how would you handle that?
Good question. We haven't had that issue yet.
I don't think so.
We've had things where we've heard things about our kids that aren't true, and we're dealing with that right now.
Let me elaborate on that, guys, because I know a lot of moms and dads listen to He Said, Ella Dijo. You know, we have a girl that is 12 years old. We have a boy that is 6. So the 12-year-old, sixth grade, about to start middle high school.
That's called middle school.
What?
Not middle high school. It's middle school.
No, middle high school. It's the same thing.
No, middle high school would be in the middle of high school. Middle school.
So it's middle school. Okay, yeah. So middle school. La intermedia, se dice, intermedia.
That's what you call it?
Yeah, anyways. So, guys, it's becoming a nightmare with just the friends and the gossip, and they're very cliquey, and all these girls have like little groups, and it's becoming a bit of a, this girl said that about my daughter, and then the parents get involved, and it's this constant damage control. And, you know, Sabella is popular, and Sabella is liked, and...
But here's
liked because she's liked, you know?
No,
and
also, it's not just that. Here's the thing, I think. And I don't think we are, we're not numb to this. We know our girl gossips, talks about other kids, just like all kids do. All these kids are talking about other kids to each other. Whoever's their best friend one day cannot be maybe not their best friend the next day. It's part of, you know, childhood and growing up. We've been very... on top of her, making sure you are kind to people. If you have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all, please. It's not that easy. Kids still do what kids do. But I think the problem, like how often is that parents do, and I'm not blaming all parents, but I'm just saying parents, and we can be, you know, at fault for this too, thinking their kids can never do wrong. And the truth is most every kid is doing wrong at some point, doing something a little wrong. Because that's part of growing up. No kid is perfect. No kid is going to nail it 100% and be a saint and never talk bad about a single person or never act out. It's part of maturing and growing up. And so many parents think, well, my kid would never do that. Well, the truth is your kid is doing it.
Yeah.
And we know for a fact that we got put into a sort of a situation where it was like Sabella was accused of something, but then Sabella answered those questions. And yes, she was in the wrong for some things that she did. But so were the other two girls that looped Sabella in, but they left themselves out of it. And that's part
and
of
you
the
know
problem.
What I thought it was
just, you know, but now a lot of people are in that conversation are accepting, oh, okay, my kid did also do something.
Yeah, it's interesting because today I get this text and the conversation with one of the moms, which is a good friend of mine, and backtracking and doing a little bit of damage control saying, you know what, after I regrouped and after I basically kept thinking about the conversation and adding things up, now I realized maybe I overreacted, yeah, and the reality is that your kid didn't do anything. What was happening was the other kid trying to do something else. And I was
like,
our
kid did do something, but their kid also did something. And the one that sort of stirred it all up kind of acted like she did nothing, which isn't true.
Which isn't true.
And
exactly.
That's, I just think,
but
one of the Sebi things
did
I've learned.
Sebi did something that was incredible. Sebi was so shocked and so hurt and so annoyed. And she was severely sad. And she was like, you know what? That's not correct. And I don't like that this girl went behind my back to say all these things when she's the one that also says all those things. So I would have appreciated if she would have included herself in the dynamic. So I want you to call both moms because I want all the moms together, and I want to say what I have to say to the parents.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
She was afraid. She was okay standing up for herself and telling the truth. I was in the wrong, but so was everybody else.
I know. And she was like, you know what? Because what was said is not correct, and I want to. I want them to know. And the fact that she had the balls basically to be like, you know what, call all the adults and I'm the one that is going to speak. I was shocked.
It's just been a big learning experience. And I know for a fact our kid is not perfect. I know she makes mistakes and we are on top of it. But I think that's one thing that parents have to work with. They have to understand that not every kid is
it ever going to change?
Oh, gosh.
Is it going to get worse?
I think this is the beginning.
I know everybody, all the moms keep saying, you know, brace yourself because now going to middle school, it's even more difficult. And then high school, forget about it. And, you know, it makes me want her to be homeschooled. We have a friend that the kid is homeschooled and the mom is like, you know what, Roz? I understand that's for socialization purposes. It's fantastic to have kids go through that experience of going to school and graduating because it's a wonderful thing when you have friends and you go to school. It's incredible. But she's like, in today's society, especially in LA, especially in private schools, she's like, it's so toxic. I don't want my kid involved in any of that. I'd rather her learn what we teach her and we're going to make sure that we create what we want to create. We're not comfortable with all these outside influences.
I'm not against homeschooling.
And you know what? She's not incorrect.
She's not fully correct either. It goes both ways. There are benefits to both for sure. Mm. All right. We kind of went way off topic there. At Tabba.gh, would you ever take your podcast on tour, especially to Germany? We have so many German listeners, by the way.
Really?
So many rookie fans that have...
Danke schön.
Wow, there you go. Have written me and said, we love the podcast in Germany. Like a lot of the rookie fan court, whatever they call it, they all listen to the podcast and they're obsessed with the podcast. They love what we have to say. They're like... In Germany. That would be great.
I was in Cologne for 3 months, guys.
I would love to go to Germany and be on tour with the podcast.
So the answer is yes. The answer is last year we actually pitched iHeart. I'm going to put iHeart on the spot, actually, because I really wanted to do a tour, small, simple. And I pitched it and I had the whole idea. Then it was going to happen through a sponsor. That sponsor fell through. And then it just went away. And funny enough, other podcasts from the Michael Dura podcast, they're actually doing it. So I have no idea why we are not doing it. It's something that I think would be a lot of fun and very effective, and nothing huge, just something small. Because I do believe that people will enjoy it immensely
if
we go through we go to different cities and we can actually have a meet and greet and we can have a Q&A at a theater in person with people. Yeah. I came up with that a long time ago.
I would
guys.
Love to do this. Answer questions with a live audience.
I even tell Eric, we should do it ourselves. We produce it ourselves and let's just go do it.
We're going to work on it. At Kelly.Michelle87, had to talk to your kids about you being romantic with other people on television? We've never had like an open conversation, like a full conversation about it, but we've alluded to the fact that it's acting and we don't like you to watch that stuff. We've done that, right? Because we've had those conversations with both our shows.
I think so.
But we've never had like a sit down. We just kind of shield them. They don't watch it, so they don't really know. The stuff that we do for the most part. I know it's funny. We were driving by on, going close to the house, and there was a big billboard of Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, like in a tight embrace from the Fall Guy movie, like fully making out, right? And just a poster. And Sabella looked and she saw it and she was like, is that Ryan Gosling? And I said, yes. She goes, he's married, right? And I go, yeah, to Eva Mendes. And she goes, well, if I was her, I'd have a real problem with that poster being up.
She said that.
That's
really?
What she said. And I was like, Sabella, they're acting. That's for the movie. And they're both married and they both have kids and they're actually probably friends. Like, it's not that big of a
that's
deal. But
funny.
She immediately took to it like, well, I was his wife. I would have a real problem with it. All right. At Mishi Meshi, is there something people assume about you that is not true?
People assume that Eric is a sweetheart.
Oh my God. And it's not true.
And that assumption is incorrect. No, I'm joking. Wow. You are. You're actually very sweet.
What do they assume about
you? You were actually much sweeter. When I first met you, you were like Mr. Congenial.
You hardened me.
I know, right? It's so sad. You were Mr. Congeniality. You were just the coolest, nicest, just aloof, kind of like, la la, like la la land. Like everything was amazing. Like you were like just so pleasant. And now you're kind of like a little
so
bit like,
pleasant.
That I just
still
go, Sabella, I tell you, Eric, bring it down.
I'm still
that
pleasant.
That was rude.
I'm still pleasant.
Yeah, but you're a little bit more harsh and serious.
Life has hardened.
Did life give you a beating that you have changed?
I don't know. There's certain things that not just we've gone through, I'm just saying, but like in general that I've dealt with. And maybe it's hardened me a bit. I still feel like I'm Mr. Congeniality when I go out and I have fun. I'm way more social than you are.
I'm a besito de coco.
I'm sorry, what? Definitely not.
I'm un besito de coco.
Oh my God.
I am the sweetest
thing
ever.
You walk into any place, you're like, can we leave? I don't want to talk to anybody. I'm going to sit right here. My feet are killing me. Why are we here? That's exactly how we walk into every single party event. Doesn't matter what
so
it is.
So I want to be home.
Everything. And that misunderstanding, I can't be bothered. They probably look at you and go, wow, she's so serious. And the truth is, Rosalind's actually a lot of fun. She can be very funny.
I am very fun. I'm very funny. I'm great.
It takes a minute. You have to really work it out. I mean, one time Dylan and I were wrestling with her and tickling her, and she was like, stop, guys, stop it. Leave me alone. Like, yeah, so
we went through this at the podcast. I was sleeping and
just
you guys were bugging me.
To tickle her.
I'm actually very pleasant and very nice. I'm just more, I like to see, I like to observe first and see if I'm comfortable energetically.
When Mercury maybe hits a certain point after every, 10 years or something, yeah, that happens.
Well, my friends think I am un besito de coco.
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm actually very, very cool. I'm just I'm not, I don't open very easily. But I do, because this is on the podcast, I'm very open, right, guys? I talk about anything and everything. I don't care.
Okay. I'm with you. Okay. At Ricardo 139, what do you think Tim Brapper would say about Eric Winter? Probably that I'm too nice. I need to step up.
What would Tim Brapper would say about Eric Winter?
I'm too nice. That I'm too nice. I need to be a little more firm. At Ellen GA, what is something that you all like doing as a family together? Great question. We love going to dinners together. We love going on vacation together. We actually vacation really well together. The kids are incredible.
They have a blast.
When we go on vacation together, they're so loving and so there for each other. And that makes me incredibly happy to see. So I would say vacations are probably one of my favorite things, just to get away from the everyday grind and hustle and bustle and just be a family away.
Yeah.
Right? I think so.
Oh,
I think that works.
To the G.
Some good listener questions for sure.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Airplane passenger fined in Sydney for urinating in a cup. What? I just jumped right into that one. A passenger has been fined for urinating in a cup during a delay in a deplaning after landing at Sydney Airport. The incident after 3 hours Air New Zealand flight occurred. Well, let's see, they were stuck. So basically they couldn't get up and use the bathroom. So they peed in a cup. Huh. What do you think about that? It had been on the tarmac for 20 minutes. No, so the plane had been on the tarmac for 20 minutes, waiting for the terminal gate to be allocated when she heard the unmistakable sound of a passenger urinating in a cup. So only 20 minutes? 20 minutes a plane had been grounded and they couldn't hold it. They peed in a cup?
Well, he might have a UTI, some kind of like infection that, you know, you have to release.
What would you do if the passenger next to you did that? Would you be understanding?
Probably not.
Pissed in a cup.
I mean, I don't know. It's that or I'm going to piss my pants.
I mean, I guess if they had no way at all of holding that in, you have no choice. You're right. You're going to pee the seat. Her 15-year-old daughter was sitting in the aisle and the middle seat and the man was in the window seat. So her daughter was freaking in that row too, sitting next to this person.
No, yeah, no good.
I would just stop. This is the thing I would say. I would yell at the flight attendant and say, can you please make an emergency excuse for this guy to go, excuse him to go use the bathroom. It's that simple. I actually, maybe if this guy really couldn't hold it, I would actually blame the airline. I know it's, you know, federal law or not. It's, I guess it's international law too. You can't be up on the plane when you're on the tarmac. But if the dude is peeing in a cup, you're screwed either way. He's either going to pee his seat, you know, pee his pants into the seat. You let him go to the bathroom. I don't know how you solve that problem properly. But that's got to put something into play.
So this lady went hiking with her dog and there was a rattlesnake that was going to attack her, and the lab mix, the dog, basically saved the day and then put himself in jeopardy and got bit in the face very badly. So a family member from the girl basically started like a GoFundMe campaign. Mm-hmm. To try to have people help them because the vet bill is pretty extensive. And they're like saying, you know what, this story should be told and this dog is a little hero. You know, it's unbelievable how he basically took the hit when he realized the snake was going for the girl.
Oh, wow.
Do you think that's correct? To start a campaign and then try to collect money to pay for the bills?
I mean, people start campaigns for everything nowadays.
I think it's fantastic.
I think it's amazing what the dog did. I don't know that. If you can't afford to take care of the situation, you can start a campaign. But you could also just, if you're starting with your friends and stuff like that, I don't know if I'd be blasting it on social media, but if you're starting with friends just saying, hey, can you help me pay for some of these bills? My dog was a hero and saved my kid's life. And it would be amazing if you could help me. I can't afford to save my dog. I would just go ask friends. Why do you have to start a full?
Because I think it moves quicker, maybe.
But if it's a social camp, like if you're out there reaching to everybody, that might be a little
I don't know. We have to read the whole thing. But I think God bless dogs. It's amazing. I saw yesterday somebody sent me this Facebook link about this, you know, the Roosevelt Road in Puerto Rico. This it used to be like a military. There's a piece of land in Puerto Rico called Roosevelt Road that the U.S. used to exercise a lot of testing and for all kinds of things. That place is closed. And of course, what happens, it's massive. It's acres and acres and acres of land. And people go and dump. They just, you don't want a dog, you throw them at Roosevelt Roads. So they have like more than 300 dogs that live in this community. And this couple, old couple, go every single day. Every single day, right? Feed them, give them water. And it's the most incredible thing how the dogs now know them. So they enter the road. It's literally a long road, right? They enter and they go, pa, 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 with the horn. And you see this, like, it looks out of a movie. All these dogs come out following the car, train. And they, I think they spent like 40,000 pounds of, basically their expense is like $1,800 a month on dog food.
Wow.
And things and water. And they go, like, they open the trunk. It's like a pickup truck.
I don't mind them doing a fundraiser for that.
That's unbelievable. I'm going, they do it every single day because they feel bad. And goes, we've seen them grow. We see family. You know, it's incredible. And all they're saying is, like, can we get some help so we can help? Can the government please get involved and sterilize, you know, like neuter and spay all these dogs because they keep reproducing and they're going to continue.
It's a problem. It's a real problem in Puerto Rico.
It's horrific. Population. But what an incredible, that's what I'm saying. All I want is have a hacienda in Puerto Rico that I can have two horses and I can have land so I can rescue animals.
First of all, it's a lie. That is not all you want.
What are you talking about?
You want about 10 different houses. Like, you want so much. If that's all you wanted, we could probably just make that one thing happen. But you want,
that's all you want.
Guys,
I can't even get him to freaking move in Los Angeles. No, he's like, that's all you want. I'll buy you your hacienda.
That's all you want.
I want to move and get a house in LA, and I want to have a hacienda in Puerto Rico.
It's not all you want.
I want to have at least 15 acres.
Okay.
So help. I can have a stable with two horses, Domingo and Estrella.
Sabella does this as help.
Whatever. And then I can rescue dogs.
All right.
And find them loving homes.
Next topic, since this is all you want, and we'll wrap
and no
up with
this. A no GoFundMe campaign. I'll deal with it all. Eric Winter doing cameo. Guys.
We'll wrap up with this.
Guys, I don't want to wrap up. So Eric is doing cameo, right? And he gets a lot of cameo requests, right? And he's like, every single day, oh, I have to do cameo. And he's like,
why are you making fun? I've been
here. You're the happy birthday.
Oh my, I don't do that. I don't sing to people, but.
Anyway, so he's doing this cameo, which make people very happy.
We've been able to donate some good money to dog charities.
I'm saying, why don't you make a commitment from my hacienda? All your cameo proceeds.
None of the cameo proceeds are going toward Rosalind.
The dog shelter that Rosalind and Eric Winter are going to open in Puerto Rico.
It's not going towards that. It's going towards helping dogs in Puerto Rico, but not towards how acres you want to live in? What are you talking about?
To rescue dogs.
Okay. It'll go towards helping
so
the dogs.
So Eric has made a commitment. Every cameo payment is going to go into a phone call, Hacienda Winter in Puerto Rico.
Definitely not.
Even your last
name. That
would
be like a scam.
Does it even have to have my last name?
That would be a scam.
Forget about Sanchez.
No, it's not happening. That's a scam.
That's
we're
a scam.
Continuing to help.
I'm joking.
We're continuing to help.
No, we do. He does. He donates a lot of
money. We've donated a lot of money.
You do.
Which has been great. And people have been a part of that.
You do.
All right, last thing. Last
he actually
topic.
Does. He donates a lot of cameo money to shelters in Puerto Rico. He does.
Yeah, we've helped a lot of dogs. It's been great. Okay, last thing. Would you flip out if you threw your daughter or kid, son, whatever, first birthday party, and 487 guests accidentally showed up because you basically redid the last contacts from your previous party?
But I don't think that's possible. I don't think 400 and something people will show up.
She has a TikTok video of 487 phone contacts that went to her daughter's.
And doesn't mean that they all showed up. There's no way.
They all showed up.
No.
That many showed up.
I want to see evidence
of
this.
She said, I just had a St. Patrick's Day party and I was like, oh, perfect. I'll just redo the guest list and like send it back out, thinking it was going to go, I guess, to a limited number. But a ton of people showed up to this party. Would you panic?
That's fun. It's laughing.
You think it's fun?
It would be funny. It'd be really funny. You'll be stressed, not enough food or space.
I would lose my mind.
But you know the amount of gifts that a little girl and little boy got?
Well, you'd hope. You'd hope. What about the one, we had a birthday party for Dylan and parents showed up and didn't bring any gift.
Eric is still offended about that.
They go to every birthday party and never bring gifts.
I know. Eric was like, can you believe that so-and-so came and didn't bring him a gift?
They don't bring anybody gifts. They've done it to multiple birthday parties.
Because they feel like their presence is the gift.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. All right. Well, till next time, this has been All Over the Place. Love you.
Love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need, backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.